From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The military regime in Myanmar, or Burma, has a long history of brutally quashing dissent, and it's living up to that reputation. State television is reporting 9 people killed and another 11 wounded in clashes between security forces and protesters. Information beyond that is hard to come by. The country is closed to most foreign journalists, and many communications have been cut. NPR's South Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan is monitoring the situation from Bangkok, Thailand, and he begins our coverage.
It took the military more than a week before it cracked down, and it may have been time well spent. What's happened over the past 2 days is exactly what some activists had feared, that the military was biding its time, identifying the ringleaders of the demonstrations before deciding to act. The response that many predicted began yesterday, but really got into gear in the early hours of this morning, when security forces conducted overnight raids on several monasteries in and around Yangon, where more than 100 monks were arrested and in some cases beaten. Several members of the opposition National League for Democracy were also detained. The results were apparent on the streets of Yangon today. The monks who'd led the protests by the thousands over the past 10 days were far fewer in number on the streets this afternoon, which gave the military more latitude in cracking down on the ordinary citizens who did show up. The military knows that killing monks in public and in large numbers would almost certainly provoke an overwhelming response from the people, one it might not be able to contain. Going after the monks in the darkness, away from prying eyes, was clearly an attempt to avoid such a response. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.